Welcome to the Scalable Soul podcast. I'm online course creator Carla Biesinger.
And I'm business coach Marissa Leeson.
Join us as we unpack the latest business and marketing strategies to grow your sales online while staying true to the lifestyle that lights you up.
Yes, we keep it real, unscripted, and share the nitty-gritty behind how we're building our own businesses with freedom, joy, and impact at the forefront.
If you're ready to step into the version of you that has the success you want and the freedom to actually enjoy it, grab your favorite beverage and let's go. I'm so excited to welcome you to season two and to introduce you to a very special guest. Her name is Marissa Leeson and she will be joining us this season. And she's an incredible woman. I actually met her last year here in Lisbon. We've become friends. She has so much experience when it comes to online business, marketing. She's actually a business coach and mentor herself. She's also the owner of a seven-figure marketing agency and the former COO of Boss Babe. Hi, Marissa. So glad to have you.
Hi. I'm so glad to be here.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions just for our audience to get to know you and to understand how you ended up on this podcast. But I want to ask you, in your opinion, or when you heard about this Scale with Soul podcast, what about it aligned with you and resonated with you?
Yeah. So honestly, okay. So I basically am fully focused on scaling online businesses. So that is where I live and thrive. And it's pretty much my entire focus of my business. But the with soul part is really what resonated, because for me, and when I work with entrepreneurs, what I'm really working on is how do we scale your business in a way that feels very aligned for the lifestyle that you want to be living, right? You could be scaling a business, you could be growing and making a lot of money, but you're stressed out and you don't love waking up and doing what you're doing every day. So that's why this particular spin on how to scale and make sure that it is in a very aligned way and that you're feeling really good about your business and you feel good about getting up in the morning and working in your business. That's what's really important to me.
Yeah, I love that. And I think we all know entrepreneurs, or maybe we've even been in that situation ourselves where we've created something, whether it's the business itself or a program, and we've grown it. And at one point we're like, I don't even like doing this anymore. Like, what am I doing?
Yes, that's actually more common than people realize, I think.
Yeah. So realigning while focusing on obviously your goals in terms of revenue and freedom, I think is definitely what we're all about.
Yes, I'm all about alignment and freedom. I mean, that is a big one.
Yeah. So do you want to just share a little bit, because I know you've had a really amazing, successful and long career working for other people and helping them grow their business, manage their teams, etc. Why did you decide to exit now?
So I've always been very entrepreneurial in nature. It's been part of my DNA, I think, since I was a kid. But it just kind of felt like I was still on a career journey. And I, at various points, I just wasn't ready yet to go on my own. But for the last 2 years, up until the end of 2023, I was chief operator at Boss Babe. And I think being in that environment and seeing firsthand the mind, it was actually mindset, a lot of it, seeing firsthand the mindset of Natalie and Danielle, the co-founders, it really was contagious for me. And it really helped kind of make a few things click for me on how to marry my skill set with how to have the mindset of an entrepreneur, because it is scary, of course, going off on your own. But suddenly I just felt way more confident, excuse me, about it. And towards the end of last year, that's when I felt like, okay, it's time. And sometimes it is just kind of a gut thing as well. Like my intuition was just telling me it was time. And it was a very amicable parting. I'm still very close with the Boss Babe team and the co-founders. So it just was, I don't know, it just felt like the right time. And I felt confident and I was very clear on how I could help entrepreneurs and what my offering could be.
Amazing. And having seen the behind of scenes and working with some of the biggest brands in the coaching and online course space, what's your vision for your business?
So my vision is to build an empire, really, my own version of what that means, that is very much helping businesses transform and scale but while keeping my own freedom. So for me, that means coming up with, and I have really good ideas around this, but coming up with ways that I serve my ideal customers in group settings, in memberships. I do close proximity, but at a certain price point also, and being able to really scale in volume, but deliver the value I can deliver, and marrying those two pieces so that I do have the freedom to travel. I do have the freedom to do the things that I want to do in my life and enjoy that, but also see success in business as well.
Mm. And so I think it's quite interesting, right? Because you've worked with and, like I said before, manage the teams of really, really big businesses. Like we're talking 8-figure businesses, multi 7-figure businesses. Now you're out on your own. So you know what it takes to build such a big business, but you are now that person that is basically starting from zero, right? Not completely from zero, because you have amazing connections in the space and you have so much experience and so much of the behind the scenes knowledge, but as someone who is now out on their own, what tasks are you really focusing on right now to grow your business, to grow your audience, to get clients? Because I think that's just such an interesting, and must be for you as well, an interesting shift from just managing a massive business to then being like, okay, now I'm doing it and I'm starting from scratch. As someone who has so much experience, what are you focusing on?
Yeah, so I feel very fortunate for my experience because I know that starting is not easy, but I feel like I'm starting from a different point because I have a network. I had clients my first month starting, you know, so I am fortunate that I'm starting from a place of a lot of experience and I'm definitely leveraging that in my network. But that being said, where I'm focused right now is really my offer strategy and organizing how I want to provide transformation and how I really want to help entrepreneurs and scaling businesses. How do I do that? So I like literally in this month right now, it's very much focused on defining what that offering is going to be for 2024. And that is for me, I'm working on a membership, a mastermind, and some close proximity one-to-one containers.
Okay, awesome. So offer first, a little bit of client research, validating yes. your offers, and then actually just attracting those clients.
That's exactly it. Exactly.
And we're going to keep it real, as always, on this podcast. And I would love to know two things. One, what is feeling hard as you're starting out on your own? And the other thing, what are you loving? And what is just where you're like, oh my God, this was definitely the right decision. I'm totally waking up in the morning and I'm like, I can't wait to do this.
Yeah. So it's so funny because I have been paired side by side with CEOs for so long. I mean, over a decade. And I was always the one that was coaching them on, you know, focusing and not getting shiny object syndrome and not having, you know, trying to really hone their ideas because every day it was new ideas, new ideas. And I was always the one that was like the voice of reason on that. And now I am in that seat. And so now I completely understand in a more embodied way what that feels like, because I also am waking up now every day with like, oh, well, what if I did this? Or what if I did that? Or here's a new idea. And I'm bursting with ideas. But I also know that having too many ideas and trying to do too many things at once is just counterproductive. So at least I know the strategies for running a business and I know that's not the way to do it. But I am just, honestly, I just see so much potential, and that's what I'm struggling with is how do I harness this potential and in the right format and the right product structure. So that's the thing that gets me so excited, I guess. I wake up in the morning and I truly am very excited to go to work. So I'm like, oh, I just like want to make progress. I have these ideas. I want to get them in the world. So right now I have a ton of energy behind what I'm doing.
Love that. I think one fun fact about the two of us, we're both Gemini. We actually send each other reels on Gemini stuff. I would love to know, are you a perfectionist, or how on a level 1 to 10, how much of a perfectionist are you?
I call myself a recovering perfectionist. So I'd say me at my core, I'm probably like a 10 or a 9. But I also know that perfectionism is not the way to make progress. So logically, I know that, but I'm constantly having to talk myself down off the ledge of being perfect. So I guess innately probably a 9 or a 10, but what I'm trying to go for right now is probably more of a 6 or a 7.
Do you feel like that's something that's changed in this transition from being a COO or working for someone and now being out on your own?
Yes, because there's so much, and I think any entrepreneur will resonate with this, there's so much to do. And if I were to try to do all those things perfect, I would never get anywhere. So I have to say this is good enough so that I'm actually able to make the progress I want to make and actually get something into the world. Otherwise, I just wouldn't ever, I would be an idea and refinement and product development stage forever. And that's obviously not going to scale. Yeah, that's something I, every day I'm like, okay, this is good enough. Just keep moving.
Amazing. Now, we're going to keep this one short. We're going to dive into the first few episodes. Like in the first season, we are going to be coaching each other. Marissa is absolutely incredible when it comes to all things team, structure, scaling. We already mentioned a couple of times today, systems, KPIs, all of those things that I definitely know about, but I'm not an expert at, or it's not my absolute strength. So I really can't wait to get your eyes and ears in my business. And I don't know what it is, if you already have some thoughts, some topics on things that you're going to want coaching on from me, so we have an idea of where this season is going.
Yeah. So for me, it's all about marketing ideas, sales and marketing ideas, and strategies and ways I can be looking at. Obviously, I'm launching new products. I'm launching them in the next couple of months here. I would absolutely love your intel on the ways I can be thinking about reaching audience through ads organically and just helping refine my capabilities there.
Awesome. And you're going to be mainly using Instagram for organic, or?
Yes, Instagram is the platform that I'm focused on right now.
Awesome. Cool. I know our audience loves Instagram, so we'll definitely talk a lot about IG. Amazing. So we look forward to seeing you in the first official episode, and we can't wait to see and share things that are working in the online business industry or in online coaching, online course industry right now, this year in 2024. And yeah, see you in the first episode.
See you soon.